Good afternoon. We will convene the Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing, and we will convene as a subcommittee until we reach quorum, which is, we're close, so. And our first bill is SB 414. Senator Vidak has a bill, and we invite the senator to make his presentation and welcome. Welcome to our committee, Senator.
Good afternoon, sir, and members. After the April hearing, at the request of some of my Democratic colleagues, I amended SB 414, and so we went ahead and put one-third of the monies going into transit. With that, we spent probably a good hour debating this back in April, and in the interest of everybody's time, you know, I'm ready for a vote. You know, Mr. Wolf maybe would like to say something here, but I don't know that the amendment has changed anybody's mind yet.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members, David Wolf, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, in support of the bill, and in light of what Senator Vidak said, I will too try and be brief. Members, we're dealing with high-speed rail here. Again, limited federal funding, no private investment, a requirement under statute that no general fund dollars be spent on operating expenses. Where are the funds going to come from to continue to construct this train? It's worth noting Amtrak still receives federal subsidies of $1 billion a year, and they run arguably a legitimate and solid high-speed rail line up and down the eastern seaboard of the United States, encompassing the five biggest business districts in the entire country. And yet, they're still subsidized to the tune of $1 billion a year, going where people actually want to go. So, I mean, it continues to be absurd to me why we're spending bond dollars on high-speed rail when we have a $58 billion transportation infrastructure backlog, and that money could well be used in other places. Ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Have a quorum. We'll call the roll, please.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Canella? Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd present.
Here.
Gaines?
Here.
Gaines present. McGuire? Mendoza? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell present. Roth? Skinner? Vidak?
Present.
Vidak present. Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski present. Wiener?
Present.
Wiener present.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we have speakers in favor, additional speakers in favor of the bill come forward? Okay. Thank you. Speakers opposed to the bill, please come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. In light of the comments by the sponsor, I'll be very brief as well and just point you all to the analysis that was posted online that has some very striking numbers in it. Over 1,500 jobs created, $900 million in investment, over $1 billion in investment in the Central Valley, 119 miles under construction. You know, this is working. 230 small and micro contractors on the job. This project's working. This bill would cripple the project. We urge a no vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Other speakers?
Mr. Chair, members, Sarah Flox, California Labor Federation, also in opposition to this bill. We just wanted to state that the cost to the state of inaction on high-speed rail is much, much greater than the cost of the project itself. It would be $150 billion in road upgrades. We would need 4,300 new lanes of highway and 115 new airplane gates. This is what we need to do to invest in our transportation infrastructure and in our economy. So we respectfully oppose this bill and urge a no vote.
Other speakers in opposition, please. Senator, would you like to make any closing remarks?
I ask your aye vote, sir.
Okay. This is for the members that were just coming in, this is SB 414, and we have a quorum. So can we have a motion on the bill, please? There's a motion on the bill. This is a motion in favor. If there's no other questions, any questions? You can make comments, yes, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Anybody wants to make comments, Ken, or questions?
Great, thank you. I want to thank Senator Vidak for bringing this forward. And, you know, we've heard a lot of stories and actually analyzation of what's happening with high-speed rail and a lot of concern about how taxpayer money is being spent. And so I want to thank you for bringing this forward in terms of taking it back to a vote of the people, letting them make the determination on whether additional bonds should be sold for high-speed rail. It seems to me there are other options available at a much lower cost. A lot of discussion historically about higher-speed rail in the state of California, the opportunity to do double tracking at a much, much lower cost. And I would just urge an aye vote in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? If not, we'll call the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 414 by Senator Vidak. The motion is due, pass, and refer to the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Senator Bell?
No.
Bell, no. Canella? Allen? Dodd?
No.
Dodd, no. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. McGuire? Mendoza? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth? Skinner? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
No.
Wachowski, no. Wiener?
No.
Wiener, no. Roth, aye.
Senator, you have four votes. We'll leave the roll for absent members.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next item would be Senator Wiener's bill. This is item 2, SB 760. Senator Wiener, you have the floor. It's regarding transportation, active transportation. Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank the chair and also committee staff for working with me and with my office. Colleagues, the concept of complete streets includes people who drive, but also people who walk, ride bikes, or take public transportation. The idea is that streets should be for all users and not just for one use, and they should be safe for everyone. A few years ago, Caltrans adopted a department policy to prioritize complete streets in their projects. And of course, we're really referring to state highways that go through cities and towns that are technically state highways, but are function as surface streets. And so interact with the urban environment in a very different way than your typical freeway. Caltrans spends billions of dollars a year on road maintenance and rehabilitation. The agency does not usually take the opportunity as it's doing these projects to add bike lanes or pedestrian facilities or infrastructure to make it safer and more convenient for public transportation riders, and this needs to change. I introduced this bill, SB 760, last year, and working with the chair, decided to turn it into a two-year bill because we did not want there to even be a perception, let alone a reality, which I know there wouldn't be, but even a perception that this bill would in any way impact the delivery of SB 1 projects. We have been working with the chair and committee staff since last spring to try to make sure that this bill helps and does not hurt projects that are or will be in development with SB 1 money. We still have issues with the accountability of the SHOP program to achieve these complete streets goals. Caltrans simply is not where it needs to be. Not everyone drives a car. People do, and that's great, but some people bike, some people walk, some people take public transportation, and everyone has a right to a street that is usable in the way that they are getting around. Given the really magnitude of SB 1 and the importance of making sure SB 1 succeeds and that there's not even a perception otherwise, we are going to continue to work diligently on this issue, but we are proposing an author amendment to amend this bill to be a much simpler, although still important, bill. With these amendments, the amendment will be to limit the bill to one section, existing section 10433.5, which requires Caltrans to adopt complete street standards officially. With these amendments, Caltrans will be required to adopt best practices and guidance for designing complete streets in urban thoroughfares. Again, thank you to the chair, thank you to staff for working with us. This amended version of the bill will not in any way change or impact the pipeline of SB1 projects. It will not change or impact in any way Caltrans funding priorities or anything else related to SB1 and its implementation. So I ask for your support of this amended bill. With me today, speaking in support of SB 760, are Kula Koenig from the American Heart Association and Linda Kamushian from the California Bike Coalition, two of our sponsors.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Senators. My name is Linda Kamushian. I'm with the California Bicycle Coalition as the Senior Policy Advocate. CalBike advocates for equitable, inclusive, and prosperous communities where bicycling helps to enable all Californians to lead healthy and joyful lives. Along with SB 760's co-sponsors, we have been working closely with Senator Wiener and his dedicated staff for the past year to bring forward provisions that would allow Caltrans to build the roads that we need today. Roads that are accessible and safe for all users, roads that allow people to choose healthy and active and be active in their communities. Caltrans is mentioned, as mentioned before, Caltrans has the directive and the policies in place to achieve the type of streets that we need and the complete streets policies that we're aiming for. However, far too often in practice, the State Department does not follow its own extensive policy guidelines of including safe infrastructure for people walking and biking when they repave or rebuild the street. So also important to note that the state highway system that we were looking to affect is 70% local roads that go through our communities. Local roads that carry local traffic, and in rural areas in particular, local roads often double as the main street where there's schools, there's local businesses. So we're speaking of a system that touches lives. It's not just the freeway system that we have in mind, but it's a larger system. So Californians want this type of policy. They want to see these types of streets that are accessible. A 2017 poll of California voters found that 80% of voters believe state and local transportation departments need to change the way they build streets and roads to make it safe for everyone of all ages and abilities. That's not something to disregard. The people of California want their transportation dollars spent wisely, and the original bill would have accomplished that. We are disappointed to see that most of the provisions have been cut. However, the committee amendments to adopt the NACTA design guidelines is an important first step, and we want to work with you more closely to see that move forward. Absent the original stronger provisions, we look forward to working with Senator Wiener, his staff, and this committee to reach these ambitious goals. Thank you.
Other speakers.
Good afternoon, Chairman Bell, and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Kula Koenig, Government Relations Director for the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association. It is often asked why the American Heart Association is involved in transportation policy. More specifically, why do we care about the creation of complete streets? Well, at the American Heart Association, we have a goal to improve the cardiovascular health of all Americans by 20% and reduce deaths from cardiovascular diseases and stroke by 20% by the year 2020. That's coming up. But we can't do this unless Americans have the tools to be healthy in all aspects of their lives. So it's where they work, play, where they live. We co-sponsored SB 760 in its original form before the January 8th amendments because complete street policies provide more options for getting around in neighborhoods. From our perspective, more importantly, they provide opportunities for people to be physically fit, physically active in their daily routine. Instead of focusing solely on motor vehicles, SB 760 in its pre-amended form would have allowed for communities to be designed and built for the safety of all users. Families want to be healthy and more active. However, the question is, do they live in neighborhoods that facilitate that healthy behavior? Nearly 80% of U.S. adults and 75% of adolescents do not currently get the recommended amount of physical activity each week. Yet we know that the mere existence of sidewalks and bike paths can have positive effects on health and physical activity levels, and that's why we support this bill. Needless to say, it is disappointing that strong elements of the bill will be removed, but we understand the sensitivities regarding SB 1. We're ready and willing to continue these discussions as the bill moves forward in the interest of advancing complete streets and public health in California. The bill before you today directs Caltrans to adopt the NACTO street design standards, and these are national best practices, as Senator Weiner said, and that is why we remain in support today. But we believe that California can do better and boldly build a transportation system that works for all users, not just cars, one that encourages use of bikes, walking, and transit. We know that communities with few or no sidewalks experience more crashes. California ranks 17 in the nation in pedestrian risk, with over 6,000 pedestrian deaths per year. That risk could be reduced if more complete streets projects were prioritized so people could feel safe on these streets. We can and should build environments that encourage walking and biking so that Californians can be healthier, even if they don't have the means to afford a gym membership. We stand here in support of the committee amendments that merely adapt national best practices, but we know that California should continue to do more to improve the health of all Californians. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers in favor, please come forward.
Sylvia Solis Shaw, on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. We are in strong support of the bill and believe that this bill will improve local transportation options by ensuring that state transportation standards are responsive to the needs of cities and other urbanized areas. I'd also like to voice the support of the City of Santa Monica. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. Will Barrett with the American Lung Association, also speaking in support and encouraging continued discussion to achieve the full benefits envisioned in the original bill. Thank you.
Speakers opposing bill, please come forward. Or questions? Seeing none. Committee comments or questions?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. Any other questions? Senator, you may close.
I ask for your aye vote.
Call the roll, please.
Senate Bill 760 by Senator Weiner. The motion is due pass as amended and re-refer to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines? McGuire, Mendoza, Morrell, Morrell, no, Roth,
aye.
Roth, aye, Skinner,
aye.
Skinner, aye, Vidak,
no.
Vidak, no, Wachowski,
aye.
Wachowski, aye, Weiner,
aye.
Weiner, aye.
It's 7-2. We'll leave the roll up open for absent members. Next item is our vote-only item. Our last item is for vote only. And this is Senator Anderson's SB 712. I do not see Senator Anderson, but he doesn't need to be here because it's just a vote only. So what I now call for is Is there a motion on to vote on this item? Okay, motion. Good. Okay.
Let me say a quick question.
Vote only.
Well, can I just ask, as the chair, give the chair give a recommendation or report on what's happened in the negotiations with the author?
Well, I think it's a vote only. It's the same bill we saw, but I am planning to vote for the bill.
Thank you, sir.
I'm voting for the bill. Call the roll.
This is Senate Bill 712 by Senator Anderson. The motion is due pass. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd?
No.
Dodd, no. Gaines? McGuire? Mendoza? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
No.
Wachowski, no. Weiner?
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
Six votes in favor. We will have we'll leave the roll open for 5 minutes for absence made. I'll remain for 5 minutes for people who are not present, who would like to vote, and we will leave the roll open.
Thank you, guys. Good work.
Thank you.
Be open in the committee for 5 minutes. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 414 by Senator Vidak. The motion is due pass and refer to the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Senator Allen, McGuire, Skinner.
This is
414.
414.
Skinner, no.
Where is he? I didn't hear him.
He was.
I didn't hear him.
I did not hear.
You got 5 minutes. We'll.
I'm not going to count that today.
Call the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 760 by Senator Wiener. The motion is do pass as amended and refer to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. McGuire?
Okay. Ted, here's the next one.
This is Senate Bill 712 by Senator Anderson. The motion is do pass. Senator Allen? Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. McGuire?
7-2.
Well, that bill is now 7-2. Leave the roll open for absent member. Yeah, you're done. Open the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 414 by Senator Vidak. The motion is do pass and refer to the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Senator Allen? McGuire?
No.
McGuire, no.
4-6 on that one.
What?
4-6.
That vote fails. 4-6 vote.
Senate Bill 760 by Senator Wiener. The motion is do pass as amended and refer to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye.
That vote is out on an 8-3 vote.
Senate Bill 712 by Senator Anderson. The motion is do pass. Senator Allen? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye.
That vote passes on an 8-2 vote. We're adjourned. This meeting is adjourned.